This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Speaker Devraj Khimire holds discussion with leaders of major political parties in a bid to end ongoing parliament obstruction. House of Representatives meeting postponed for Thursday due to Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's protest. Blocked Narangarh Mughalin Road reopens after 4 hours. World Bank report says air pollution is number one health risk factor in Nepal, stresses need for public policy and investment to optimize air quality actions with cost-effective solutions, and G7 leaders urge de-escalation but stop short of calling for Israel-Iran ceasefire. Now the news in detail. Speaker Devraj Khimire today held discussions with the 5 major parties in Baneshwar regarding the ongoing obstruction of parliament by the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. The discussion was attended by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, Deputy Speaker Indira Rana, UML Chief Whip Mahesh Kumar Bartola, Nepali Congress Chief Whip Shyam Kumar Ghimire, Maoist Center Chief Whip Hitaraj Pandey, Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chief Whip Santosh Pariyar and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chief Whip Gyan Bahadur Shahi. Earlier today, Speaker Ghimire held separate discussions with Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, ruling party UML Chief Whip Bartola and Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chief Whip Pariyar on the issue of resolving the ongoing obstruction in Parliament. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives is scheduled to meet on coming Thursday. The meeting of the lower house today was postponed by Speaker Devraj Khimire to Thursday after the Rashtriya Swatantra Party MPs continued to obstruct the House over the visit visa scam. The House of Representatives was scheduled to meet at 1 p.m. today but could not despite repeated changes in the time by the Parliament Secretariat. The ruling CPN-UML and the main opposition, CPN-Maoist Centre, reached a two-point agreement on resuming the functioning of the House. However, the RSP and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party continue obstructing the meeting, calling for an investigation committee and the resignation of the Home Minister taking over the visit visa scam. The Narangarh Mughalin Road section, which was blocked by a landslide, has reopened after 4 hours. The landslide debris in Twin Khola of Ichhakamna Rural Municipality 5 in Chitwan was removed at 4 p.m. today and the road was reopened in both directions. Deputy Superintendent of Police Rabindra Khanal, spokesperson of the District Police Office, said, after removing the landslide debris using excavators in both directions, the road was reopened in one direction considering the traffic pressure. The road was blocked today after a dry landslide occurred after it rained last night. The Legislative Management Committee of the National Assembly has concluded clause-wise deliberation on the bill to amend some Nepal Acts 2080. During the meeting held at Simadarbar today, the committee discussed the pending issues related to the controversial Soil and Watershed Conservation Act and the Labour Act with the concerned ministries. Committee Chairperson Tulsa Kumari Dahal informed that the bill will be passed in the next meeting after sorting out some technical issues. The World Bank's new report shows the air pollution as the number one risk factor for death and disability in Nepal. According to the new report, single sector solutions are not sufficient to meet any clean air target. The report, Towards Clean Air in Nepal, benefits pollution sources and solutions, emphasizes on the need of public policy and investment to optimize air quality actions across sectors, prioritizing those with the most cost-effective solutions. Leaders of different organizations related to gold and silver enterprises have drawn attention of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli regarding the provision of 2% luxury tax on gold and silver made in the budget of the coming fiscal year. During the meeting today at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, a delegation including President of Federation of Nepal Gold, Silver, Gem and Jewelry Associations, Kisan Sunar, urged the Prime Minister to rethink on the provision as their business would be collapsed if the luxury tax on gold and silver is implemented. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli assured that he would hold talks with the concerned ministry to resolve problems through dialogue and fulfill genuine demands. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Recharge garna hos ya balance transfer garna. All detail data voice ko status thaha pauna. Gift back pathauna. Wa fiber internet ko jankari pauna. Sajilo cha hai anti app. Aile nai download garo. 1GB data free ma prapta garo.
Play store wa app store bata sajile Nepal Telecom ko app download garna sakincha.
Nepal Telecom, rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri has said that the government has prepared an action plan to implement the conclusions of the Sagarmatha Sambad, a multi-sectoral dialogue held last month in Kathmandu. During the inauguration of the post-Sagarmatha Sambad event organized jointly in Kathmandu today by Sahas Nepal, Youth Alliance for Environment and Kirdak, among other organizations, Minister Shahi said that efforts are being made to implement the 25-point Sagarmatha call by coordinating with all concerned agencies. Environment Minister Shahi also claimed that Nepal has successfully amplified the voices of climate vulnerable communities through the Sagarmatha Sambad. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The leaders of G7 nations have urged a de-escalation of hostilities in the Middle East, including a ceasefire in Gaza, but stopped short of calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Iran during their summit in Canada. According to the BBC, US President Donald Trump signed the joint statement, who then left the meeting early, his intentions unclear. His press secretary said this was because of events in the Middle East. The president himself merely said he was returning to Washington for big stuff, but denied this was related to a ceasefire. He earlier urged Iranians to immediately evacuate Tehran. This triggered speculation that US forces might join Israel's attacks, something denied by American officials. Israeli soldiers have killed dozens of Palestinians and wounded hundreds as they sought aid in Gaza. According to Al Jazeera, the soldiers fired at the crowds on Tuesday morning as they gathered along the main eastern road in the southern city of Khan Yunis. The Palestinian Ministry of Health reported that at least 51 civilians were killed. However, the death toll is expected to rise as many of the injured are in a critical condition, according to medics at Nasser Hospital, where the casualties were being treated. Gaza Civil Defense spokesman Mohammed Basal added that more than 200 people were injured, although reports concerning the number of casualties varied. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at some places in Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rain at one or two places in Koshi, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. There is also a possibility of light rain and a snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places in the rest of the high hill and mountainous areas. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Speaker Devraj Khimire holds discussion with leaders of major political parties in a bid to end ongoing parliament obstruction. House of Representatives meeting postponed for Thursday due to Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's protests. Blocked Narayangarh Mughlin Road reopens after 4 hours. World Bank report says air pollution is number one health risk factor in Nepal, stresses need for public policy and investment to optimize air quality actions with cost-effective solutions, and G7 leaders urge de-escalation but stop short of calling for Israel-Iran ceasefire. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.